This is Passport to Texas. In May, President Barack Obama announced a national strategy to make Interstate 35 a 1,500-mile pollinator corridor.
U.S. agriculture benefits from insect pollination to the tune of about $18 to $20 billion a year.
Michael Warriner is an invertebrate biologist with Parks and Wildlife. The plan? Rehabilitate pollinator habitats from the Texas-Mexico border to Duluth, Minnesota. Gardener, author, and green lifestyle expert Shauna Coronado believes this effort must extend beyond the highway and deep into the heart of the urban jungle.
One of the problems we have in cities all around the United States is we have a dead area. It's that hot cement island that is the city. We have all these concerns about bees and butterflies and how we keep them in our communities and going through our communities. Well, the best way to do that, of course, is to plant a native pollinator garden. Plants that are pollinator-oriented.
Shauna hopes to see people growing pollinator gardens on apartment and condo balconies and building rooftops.
My little dream is to have a pollinator corridor going through every city that would lead the bees and the butterflies and such through instead of this giant miles and miles and miles of area that they cannot cross through easily. This could provide a solution because of its unique way that it can fit within an urban environment.
Tomorrow, helping the monarch butterfly. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.